Don't remember offhand, I had to look it up. But I'd be right after the land grants, might have been.
What was that?
Yeah. I remember that was about 18. The land grant around 1845. Well, that's when a lot of people come down from up in there. Mm-hmm. See, a long time ago, we divided Georgia up into what they call lots. Then each one was a 490 acre. And then the furthest come down to settle on them, they give it to him.
Who did the dividing up?
I guess the state did it. They had a state surveyor and they divided that up. Fellow wanted any land, just come down here and live on it to get to. Mm-hmm. Had a land lottery. And
how often was that held?
I don't know. I never have been able to find out too much on that. I know the. When was the land lottery in Georgia? When they give it up, divide it up, and give away the lots and everything.
There were several of them, weren't there?
Yeah, I thought every time they got some more measured out, they give away a few more.
Because there was one right after the Revolutionary War.
But they I don't either. And when did Benjamin F. Rowland come to South Georgia?
I don't have any
idea. I thought you remember from Soul Station.
I do not remember.
You're not alert.
It was probably in the, early 1800s or
something? That's what I thought, around 1824 or 5, somewhere around there. I showed you the picture of Grandpa.
Did they?
That's pretty hard to get on tape, though.
That's Granny. That's Granny. Uh-huh. She was pretty.
I read him a little bit of the book. I'm going to try to get them copied sometime and find my other and get it copied.
Okay, so that was your great-grandfather on your mother's side.
Uh-huh.
What about your grandfather now? He was in Lakeland, you said?
No, he lived in Massey.
What was that? What town again?
Massey, I want to show you the picture of her. That was probably Cook County. That was on the railroad between Nashville and Adele, that's right. And they had a big sawmill there at one time. That's when they had their hotel and everything. Had a big sawmill, and of course, a lot of times a big mill would put up. And then after two or three years, it'd be cut all the lumber out and then move on. And they would be so big that they'd have their own railroad engines and have tram roads and everything.
What's a tram road?
A tram road is just a logging road for the railroad. That was because, see, it didn't run, it just run out to where the logs was, and they bring the logs in on the train. Just regular. Because that was the only way to get them in, because it had no heavy hauling anymore. They'd load that train and bring the logs in. And then saw them up, and after the mill saw the lumber out, they just move on to where the lumber hadn't been cut.
And just continue the road on?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But mostly the old engines were wood-burning engines. And they had trains in Lakeland with the mill down there. They had a big mill down there that operated on tram road. And they had one to blow up one time down there. Didn't
the sawmill blew up?
No, the engine, train engine. Blew up, but it didn't kill nobody. Made a lot of excitement when it blew up. The boiler blew up on it, and the sawmill did throw a saw one time down there. It didn't hurt nobody either, but the mandrel broke on the saw, and
the what broke on?
The mandrel, that's what they call the thing where it run on.
Can you spell that?
Probably M-A-N-D-R-E-L, I guess.